Once again, speaking with the legendary Al Harlow from Canadian rock band Prism. Dante, welcome back to 89.3 The Raven, Al.
Well, it's good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so, you know, we spoke last year, but since we spoke last year, you received a fairly big accolade, and that being the Canada Walk of Fame star. How did it feel to see Prism up there with some of the top names in Canadian music that evening?
You know, it really was a humbling experience. It was kind of like, you know, coming home or something, you know, like, okay, you know, we're welcome here. And, you know, some people have been saying, well, you know, it's about time. So I thought, well, you know, yeah, get us all up there before we die, you know.
Yeah. Now, of the other bands that are on that list, I noticed, you know, there's some incredible songwriters in there. Some of my favorites, actually, Bill Henderson, Mike Reno, Kim Mitchell. Not to single anybody out, but if you could sit and write an entire album with one member, even former members of these bands, what one person would that be?
Wow, that's a tough one, you know, because as you say, great songs up there. I mean, Lighthouse were, April Wine were up there, you know, and you know, we most of us know each other and stuff. It was a real friendly collaboration backstage, put it that way. But you mentioned Bill Henderson, and I think that guy is a national treasure. He is a good friend of mine. To sit down and write a song with that guy, let alone a whole album, yeah, wouldn't that be, for me, a dream come true? Because he's, you know, melody, chops, production, arrangement, you know, the guy's a genius.
Yeah, he is a genius. I love having him on the show as well. Now, when we look at the Prism, you know, from the late 70s, then through the 80s, even the 90s, all the way to today, some of the names, you know, change, just like many bands, and I've seen this in a lot of bands, you know, people depart ways, some people pass on, things happen. But how was it adjusting to members changing for Prism throughout the years?
Once you look back on the story, and I'm sure all bands probably would agree with this, you know, you go bang, 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 guys have come and gone, you know, over 40-plus years, right? But when it's happening, it's happening very slowly. You think, oh, wow, we got a fantastic version of the band here, and you know, and I'm like everybody else, you know, we are all fans of the music we grew up with, you know. So, I mean, some of us can wish that the Beatles had stayed together and were still with us, you know, or the original lineup of the Rolling Stones, or the original lineup of The Who, you know, with Keith Moon and John Entwistle. So from a fan's point of view, I'm there. I can wish that our favorite bands when we were kids we're still alive, you know, all of them, and still, you know, together. But of course, that's not true for anybody, you know. So you got to replace somebody if somebody dies or quits or that kind of stuff. When you're right in the middle of it, when you're in the band, it's a very slow process. I mean, the touring edition of Prism right now, we've been together for over 20 years.
Yeah, and you know, we were talking about the Canada Walk of Fame, and when you accepted that Canada Walk of Fame induction, I assume that you accepted on behalf of all the members of Prism over the years, right?
In my mind and my heart, certainly, because it's kind of like you're all part of the team, you know? You're all part of the story. And at the same time, we knew that we were being on that platform because of the original lineup, you know, the guys who made those albums, the guys who, you know, toured and packed the Coliseum, you know, for that golden era where you arrive and you make your impact on the world. We knew that's what it was. But as you say, yeah, it's almost a dichotomy there because everyone who's been part of that legacy and part of that story, we're all part of the team. And I know that all the guys feel that way from the beginning to the end. We all feel that way.
Now, the audiences, you must, you know, enjoy seeing a whole new generation and younger faces enjoying these Prism tunes and seeing maybe the parents and their kids rocking out together in the crowd.
You know, you're absolutely right. And it's unexpected, but it's great to see it. I mean, yeah, there's like, I think I've counted three generations of fans. And they just love the music, you know, and many of them know the entire story and the history. They've gone out of their way to check it out. But yeah, I mean, and even terrestrial radio, I mean, and, you know, thanks to people like you, you know, the music is alive across this country. And, you know, there's teenagers and people in their early 20s that are hearing it and saying, well, okay, what's that? let's check that out.
Yeah. Now, as a songwriter myself, I like to pick the brains of some of our great Canadian writers, such as yourself. Now, when you're writing these tunes, you know, be it with Jim or whomever, or by yourself, are you someone who works from the hook line and chorus outward, or do random progressions and melodies, lyrics just pop into your head and there's never really a formula to it?
Well, great question. question. And yes, I know you're a songwriter. You know, that's a creative question. Jim Vallance and I have spoken about, we've talked about this. It can happen from any angle. I mean, some people have, I won't say a formula, but a method of working where they have to hear just a great chorus line first or a great title, you know, something that just kickstarts the whole process and the rest of the song writes itself around that, you know. But then there are those of us, well, Jim and Brian and myself, we're instrumentalists, so it could come from a guitar lick. It could come from, I remember we joked about this. Somebody said that Girls Just Want to Have Fun was written in the lineup in the grocery store. Somebody in the lineup said, well, you know, Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Bingo song, you know. And there's a song on I didn't want to get into my new solo album, Bill. But
yeah, let's do it.
One of the recent songs that I'm happy with, it came out of an email. And it was a line that somebody wrote in there saying, well, my motto is dance with the one you came with. You know, and he was talking about loyalty, you know, mm-hmm. And he said, my motto is dance with the one that you came with. And I read that line and it took me about 5 minutes to write the song.
And I find that those are the best ones, you know, not the ones that you have to come back to and ponder on for weeks. It's like the best ones seem to just kind of trickle out of you, you know, in hours or even sometimes 10 minutes. When I was talking to Tom Cochran and Kim Mitchell, everybody kind of tends to agree that the best ones always tend to come out fast. Do you agree?
That is correct. Yeah. I think I wrote Flying in about as long as it takes to play it.
Yeah.
But Pete Townsend said that too. He said that the best ones are the ones that come quickly.
Yeah, and when we talk about the Prism catalog, you know, many listeners, of course, they recognize the staples, Take Me to the Captain, Spaceship Superstar, Armageddon, those ones. But if you had to suggest a few songs for your fans, you know, who maybe wanted to do a deep dive into the Prism catalog, what are a few of Al's favorites that he would recommend?
Wow, thanks for that. Yeah, there are some that are kind of lurking on the albums there, you know. Sometimes people will request the most obscure of our songs, like Satellite off the Young and the Restless album. It's just hiding in there, you know. And I think on the first album, Tom Lavin wrote a song called Free Will, which is a real R&B with the horn sections, you know, that could have been like an Ike and Tina Turner song or a Motown song, you know. So there's a few of them hiding in there for sure. And thank you. That is probably the most interesting question musically that I've ever been asked.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad I can ask it then. Al Harlow from the Canadian rock band Prism, icons, now Hall of Famers, coming to town playing the River Cree Resort and Casino December 30th and joined by Harlequin. Once again, thanks, Al, for taking the time to chat with me, the listeners, and thanks again for the soundtrack to so many of our years.
Oh, thank you, Relic, and big hello, and thanks to everybody out there.